The SECO program by 2020 will have been going for over 50 years. It was begun by a very far-sighted Cara Mayor who had served in World War II, Ab Oliver, and who believed the future of reconciliation lay with young people getting to know and understand each other. My name is Judy Smith. I was for over 30 years a Japanese teacher at the Cara High School, and I'm currently the Deputy Mayor at Cara Shire Council. It became an annual exchange whereby one Cara High School student went to Tokyo for a year, lived with a number of host families and attended Seike Gakuen, a very well-known private school in Tokyo. And in the same way, one person came from Seike Gakuen to Cara High School.
So when I was just 15 years old, I decided to go to Japan for the year after previously never being overseas. At first, I thought it was going to be so easy, but I was very wrong. Hello, my name is Gemma Piccone. I'm from Cara and I'm 17 years old. So I was the 47th exchange student. I was in Year 10 when the principal came around and said, was there any applicants who wanted to apply? I couldn't speak any Japanese. I had no friends. So the first few months was quite shocking and a real eye-opener. And it was only because of my host families that I was able to overcome the anxiety and the shock of being in a foreign country. My second host family, the first day I moved to her house, Mama gave me a cup of tea and we just talked and talked. Her English was amazing. That family, I just loved them. And Mama, every night, would put cherry blossom scent in the bath. And, kawaii, she was so cute. Being able to just go, you know what, I'm going to do it, I'm going to accept their culture, I'm going to take it in my stride, I'm going to eat the fish, I'm going to go to kendo practice for 3 hours. By doing that, I was able to not only gain amazing friendships, I created a peace within myself, but also with my friends and my family from Japan. If I can go over there, not speak the language, have them as complete strangers and let them invite me into their own home, why can't we do that in the rest of the world? Because peace, it's about feeling the same things. And that's why the Seike exchange is so important, is because it is creating peace for the younger generations.